This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two laws passed by Montana's Republican majority legislature last year intended to stop majority owners of Colstrip from closing the coal-fired power plant there have been found unconstitutional in U.S. District Court. District Magistrate Judge Kathleen DeSoto ruled that the laws, which nullify key portions of a private business contract governing the power plant, violate the Commerce Clause and Contract Clause of the U.S. Constitution, as well as the Federal Arbitration Act, laws established to keep states from meddling in private agreements and business. The ruling means that the owners can operate Colstrip as they see fit, without fear of Montana's Republican Attorney General imposing $100,000 a day fines or dictating maintenance and repairs. The owners are also free to arbitrate their differences in Spokane, Washington, as the private business contract specifies. Montana's Republican-controlled legislature and governor had attempted to force arbitration to take place instead in Montana. Colstrip owners who sued the state praised the decision as restoring constitutional business rights. Puget Sound Energy has been generating coal power in Montana since the 1970s. A Puget spokesperson said, "The decision facilitates the return to normal negotiations amongst the six owners of Colstrip rather than facing the prospect of external forces attempting to influence issues such as ongoing operations and budgeting." The Seattle Region Utility was joined in the lawsuit by Avista Corporation of Spokane, Washington, by Oregon Utilities Portland General Electric, and by Pacific Corps of Eugene, Oregon. Combined, those companies own 70% of the 1,400-megawatt power plant, which primarily serves customers in the Pacific Northwest. Colstrip co-owners Talon Energy and Northwestern Energy joined the state in defense of the laws, which the two companies supported in the 2021 Montana legislature. The Colstrip laws now join more than a half dozen others from the 2021 legislature that have been thrown out by courts for violating state or federal constitutions. In the Colstrip case, the federal court ruled that the laws served no legitimate purpose and instead attempted to thwart the business decisions of the power plant's majority owners. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte supported the unconstitutional laws, hoping to thwart Washington state officials who in 2018 passed climate change legislation banning coal power from the portfolios of utilities doing business there. That ban starts at the end of 2025. Judge DeSoto ruled that the governor's remarks made clear that Senate Bill 266 was passed for discriminatory purposes against Colstrip's out-of-state owners. Colstrip owners in the Pacific Northwest had for several budgeting cycles been objecting to repairs that cost millions of dollars and were not necessary to keep the power plant running beyond Washington's coal power deadline. Oregon Utilities, Portland General Electric, and Pacific Corps, facing coal power bans starting in 2030, were arguing the same. The second Colstrip law, Senate Bill 265, dictated that arbitration of Colstrip owner disputes takes place in Montana, not Spokane, contrary to Colstrip's ownership and operation agreement. The law also changed the number of arbiters from 1 to 3. The court concluded that Senate Bill 265 substantially impaired the rights of the Pacific Northwest owners under the Contract Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which prevents states from making law impairing the obligations of contracts. There were lawmakers who recognized the Republican majority's actions as unconstitutional at the time, Judge DeSoto noted. One of the most outspoken was Andrea Olson, an attorney and Democratic legislator from Missoula, who identified the laws as outright special legislation for one or a handful of companies, namely Northwestern Energy and Talon Energy, the power plant owners who lobbied lawmakers for the bills and sided with the state in the court action. Representative Olson, speaking on the bill on the House floor, said, "Senate Bill 266 reaches deep into a 40-year-old contract and rewrites one provision to favor one party to the detriment of the other parties. This bill will send chills down the spine of any business." This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.